Dating sites like eHarmony and Match.com use complex math to bring people together. Now, a project funded by the Michael J. Fox Foundation is leveraging similar matchmaking algorithms to link people with Parkinson's disease to appropriate clinical trials. Journalist Neil Ungerleiter wrote about the Trial Finder tool for Fast Company. Neil, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. Great to be here.
So the project's being called the Fox Trial Finder. Can you tell us more specifically what kind of matchmaking it does?
Absolutely. The Fox Trial Finder matches Parkinson's disease patients and healthy control subjects with research studies that can significantly improve quality of life for Parkinson's patients. The website can be found at foxtrialfinder.michaeljfox.org and uses the matching technology found on websites like eHarmony and OkCupid to match people up with trials that fit their needs.
So this is based on location for people, attributes of the disease, do you know?
Location plays a part, attributes plays a part. And for medical trials, a big part of it is actually finding patients who fit the right needs for the study. So you're looking at things like gender, progression of disease, physical health, whether someone's more sedentary or more active, what their weight is, all sorts of things. And the great thing is that this Fox Trial Finder saves both doctors and patients a lot of time and a lot of money in actually getting the help that they need.
About 12,000 volunteers have already signed up to be part of this database. How did they find people in the past, Neil? Do you know?
That was a big problem in the past for medical researchers and still is a big problem. Word in the past got out by word of mouth. Doctors who would read about studies in medical journals or hear about them from other doctors, from conventions, would tell their patients. And what this trial finder does and other similar trial finders is to use the power of the internet to find thousands of people at the same time, which is good for the patients and good for the researchers.
The Michael J. Fox Foundation, of course, carries the star power of its namesake. It's an advocacy organization. Is it subsidizing development of the Fox Trial Finder?
It is. The Fox Trial Finder is the Fox Foundation's baby. And the Fox Foundation is pretty interesting. They are an advocacy group, but more importantly, they help steer funding towards researchers who are hoping to fight Parkinson's. And they get money from volunteers into the hands of researchers, into the hands of institutions who are trying to figure out how to defeat Parkinson's.
And I read something about them getting a big monthly grant from Google. I guess Sergey Brin's mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's in the 90s.
That's correct. Sergey Brin is the co-founder of Google, and he has a personal connection to the fight against Parkinson's. As you mentioned, his mother was diagnosed with it. And the Fox Trial Finder receives approximately $57 a month in Google for free online advertising.
Wow. How about privacy, Neil? I mean, for both participant and research outcomes, you're putting a lot of personal information and information that could, of course, affect, you know, health insurance, jobs, et cetera, online.
Absolutely. That's a big concern for them. The Fox Trial Finder is HIPAA compliant, which means that information remains anonymous. Researchers are able to see, you know, vital information, information about patients' health, but the actual identity of who the patient is not revealed to the internet in any way that any outsider could see.
I can imagine this being really useful for pairing, for example, bone marrow donors with recipients or organ donors. Is there any thought of this being used as a model or shared with other organizations working on those issues?
Absolutely. The Fox Trial Finder right now is probably the most prominent online search engine for medical trials. There are a few others out there. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, they run a similar finder for Alzheimer's disease patients. And the American Cancer Society runs a similar website for cancer called the Clinical Trials Matching Service.
Neil, I'm wondering, you know, since it does have Michael J. Fox and his foundation behind it, are other organizations able to leverage this kind of power, or is this something that can only be done with that kind of a name?
I'll be honest. I think that the name recognition Michael J. Fox has really does help the foundation, but they're also a pretty young organization as far as all things go for advocacy. And we look at other organizations such as the American Cancer Society and various advocacy groups for different cancers, other diseases. They actually have much more robust fundraising arms. And I think that Michael J. Fox's star power does help, but there are other factors at work here.
Neil, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Virginia. Thank you.
Neil Ungerleiter always has his ear to the ground for innovative, interesting things. He works for Fast Company, and he's a writer for Fast Company's Coexist blog. You can learn more about the Fox Trial Finder on our Facebook page. Well, thank you for matching up your ears and your curiosity with word of mouth today. We do invite you to join our mission to spread new ideas. You can post links to segments on your own Facebook page. You can retweet things you heard to your Twitter feed or email segments to your friends. You can also connect with us or leave a comment at wordofmouthradio.org, where you will find a deep catalog of conversations to comb through and to share. You can also contribute your ideas for segments, your questions, and your feedback to us. Best to do that on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. And of course, listen anytime on the free NHPR iPhone app. I'm Virginia Prescott. That's all we've got for today. Please join us again tomorrow at noon and again at 9 for more Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie.
With web support from Sarah Plort.
Andrew Perella, that's me, provides technical support.
And Dan Kogan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals and not those of NHPR.
Its board of trustees or its underwriters.
That's right.
Shifting the Balance series is made possible with support from H&H Foundation.
For information about the show, to subscribe to our podcast, post a comment, or to read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Or join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah.